News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, yesterday saw leaders from all sides of the political divide come together for the funeral of the murdered journalist Lyra McKee. There was a huge reaction yesterday throughout the day to the eulogy given, the sermon given by Father Martin McGill from St. John's Parish in Belfast. Take a quick listen.
Since Thursday night, we have seen the coming together of so many people in various places and the unifying of the community against violence. I commend our political leaders for standing together in Craigan on Good Friday. I am, however, left with a question. Why in God's name does it take the death of a 29-year-old woman with her whole life in front of her to get to this point?
Yeah, Father Martin McGill from St. John's Parish in Belfast yesterday at the funeral of Lyra McKee. Father McGill joins me now on the line. Father, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.
Look, good morning.
There was a huge reaction to that sermon yesterday, obviously in the church, but also in the community at large and right across the island of Ireland. Were you surprised at that?
I most certainly was. I was trying to focus on doing my best by way of delivery, but I just didn't anticipate at all somebody to start applauding, and I certainly did not expect to see people starting to stand in the middle of a sentence. So completely surprised by that.
Did you? Really, like, you know, there was a sense, I suppose, as well, that you know, you're speaking for the community, that there was just exasperation that the sides have been, I suppose, deadlocked for so long. Was it important, you felt, that point be made yesterday?
Well, I suppose I was really looking at just the whole event, so the likes of the standing together in Craigan, but then also all the different peace vigils that were being organised as well, and then the women in Derry, and I acknowledged them as well, etc. So but I was also conscious that I wanted to get to the issue of the young people who are getting involved in violence in the first place. I mean, I have to say that would have been a key driver for me, and I think that's probably why I would have wanted to say. And I mean, listen back, and I've just listened there for a moment or two. I think it's pretty clear I'm frustrated. I hadn't realised when I was delivering at the time that there's the same sense of frustration. So I think there was some of that was beginning to emerge yesterday when I was speaking.
Have political leaders in the North failed the community there, but failed Lyra and her friends and her family, and also failed those communities, as you said, where young people do find themselves attracted to criminality?
Well, if I take a look at the peace process, I mean, we were thinking there 21 years on from the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, etc. And I suppose the question we'd have to ask is, for some areas, particularly some of the deprived areas and some of the young people in the area, in those areas, has this really made a difference to their lives? And I suppose for me, in some ways, that the real test of what we're all about, political leaders, the rest of us as well, is it really making an impact at that sort of grassroots level? And I think to some extent the reaction I got yesterday would indicate no, there's a considerable...
It sounds like you're saying the problem is much deeper than just Stormont being suspended for the last couple of years.
That is probably what I'm saying, yes. So that there are issues still to be tackled. So yes, when we did have Stormont, those issues were still there. So yeah, I'm thinking that we really do need to have a greater focus on the likes of the issue of poverty, for example. So I think Stormont... a renewed Stormont, a reformed Stormont could make a huge difference, but with particular focus on tackling the likes of poverty.
Well, look, hopefully all those parties in Stormont are listening to that message. Father Martin McGill from St. John's Parish in Belfast. Father McGill, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.